Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. Luke Morrow in for the OG John Lopez. Reginald Attitude and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Some things that are going on in the NFL. One of them for the Texans, just to make this note before I forget it. And I told Luke before this that I was at risk of doing something, and I'm remembering it now to make sure I don't. The Texans have waived defensive tackle Jaden Peavy, not to be confused with Jake Peavy, as I thought I would. The former pitcher that used to play for the Padres, in my memory at the very least. I know he pitched some other places as well, but the Padres always the big one for me. Not that guy. Jaden Peavy, defensive tackle, been waived by the Texans. That happened yesterday. And so that creates a spot on the 90-man roster that, you know, he played a couple of games, I think, for the Titans in 2022 and 2023. Didn't appear in any games for the Texans, but as you're starting to kind of put some people in that particularly the defensive tackle room, like the defensive line room, that kind of opens up some space for the, you know, rotation of guys that you've had in that space with Settle, Autry, Mario Edwards. I guess Autry slides in, but Rankins, Togiai, Heinisch, and now Keontae Hamilton, who was drafted as well. So how have you felt about this defensive tackle room, Luke, just especially throwing Hamilton in there, this kind of developmental seventh-round pick that you got just a little while ago, like just over a week ago in the draft? Like, how are you feeling about the way that this looks?
I mean, I feel fine. I have not been as concerned about that unit as maybe some other Texans fans. I know the talk this offseason, you know, was addressing that position and putting it up there towards the highest of needs. I always looked at it as wide receiver, or really offensive line first, then wide receiver, and then a big gap before you got to that defensive line. I think the rest of the defense is so strong that, especially on the edges there, that can help improve or help carry the interior. So I'll say I'm optimistic. I'm not overly concerned about that position, and I hope the bunch that they've conjured up can, you know, have a good year.
Yeah. So I just a small little transaction. I don't know, think that it says a lot, but it just continues to make it interesting to see what that ultimately looks like, and feels like Sheldon Rankins steps back in as a starting potential. I can't wait till camp, right? Like, there's so many of these places on this team that camp will give us more insight into as to what they look like as we continue around the NFL. One of these things, actually, it's kind of been there for the entirety of this week, but the Saints quarterback Derek Carr, interestingly enough, I know that last week, there was some conversations about the shoulder injury that seemingly came out of nowhere, and people were wondering if this was like an injury that he had for a while that he was now kind of playing up. Mm-hmm. As if to like maybe have some, I don't know, leverage against the Saints, or just like as a level of spite or petty versus the Saints. He actually at a church and doing a sermon on Sunday was basically pleading his case, saying that he has an MRI report to prove that he has this shoulder injury and that he is in constant communication with the team, saying there's nothing wrong. They'll figure it out. Where have you fallen on this Saints situation, considering that they have obviously Derek Carr, but you don't know if he'll be the guy? They do still have Spencer Rattler there as a guy, and then obviously the new draft acquisition that they throw in there when it comes to, what was it, Tyler Shuck
that they have in there as possible starter for quarterback.
I mean, I do like Shuck, his potential. Yeah, to a certain degree. I don't know if he's going to be a star, but I feel somewhat confident that he could pan out to a certain extent and be a starting quarterback in the league. But no, I mean, the Saints are just a mess. This organization has been so poorly run and built and constructed here in recent years. I don't know what they've been doing at that position. And the whole Carr thing is weird. I mean, the rumor was he was doing this to try to get traded, but then I don't know how that helps your trade value when you make up an injury. And if the other teams know you're lying, wouldn't the Saints know you're lying? The whole situation's been very odd. And now he's talking about, you know, this reminds me of like when you used to skip school or didn't do your homework, and you had to bring in like a doctor's note into school so they know, like, oh, he really was telling the truth. There was some sort of doctor's appointment or something for the reason why he wasn't here or he wasn't able to do the homework. It's just this whole thing is very odd. It's very strange, but it's kind of Saints-like because this organization in recent years, really since kind of the ownership change, has just been – this organization has kind of been in the toilet.
Yeah, and it's funny because they constantly have been a team that's operated at least salary cap-wise like they're contending, but then you have nonsense like this where they have a quarterback that I don't know anybody believes in with Derek Carr, mm-hmm. who's working with the injury, a couple of quarterbacks that – are, I guess, supposed to be developmental, but also I don't know what the upside is when you talk about Spencer Rattler and then Tyler Shuck being that old. And honestly, I personally don't believe him to be that particularly good when we talk about development. I just go, what are they trying to do? But thank God that they're there and they are not anything. The Texans, rather, are not anything like that. Well, speaking of the Texans, as we continue around the NFL, Pete Prisco of CBS Sports has put together his post-draft power rankings. And Luke, I would like you to guess, and go ahead and guess as well, Figgy, where you believe that Pete Prisco has the Texans after the draft when it comes to power rankings.
I feel like because this is coming up, I feel like it's more swaying towards the negative. So I will say, let me just pick a number. I'll say he has them 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say middle of the pack. I was going to say, I'll probably say like 16 or 17. I'm going to say 17.
Did he move you off that number because he said 15?
Yes.
All right, well, you both would have been correct. He has them at 15.
Oh, wow.
Here is Pete Prisco's blurb when it comes to the Houston Texans. Quote, they are rebuilding the offensive line, which needed it, but letting left tackle Laremy Tunsil go might be a move they regret. Then again, can the line be much worse than last year? And ultimately, that came around, and I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, what does that mean, Kobe Bryant? Like, yes, yeah, they let him go. But maybe, can it be worse? And I'm like, okay, yes, but what does that tell me about what you have with this team? He has them behind the Niners. The Vikings are 13th. The Bengals at 12th. Like, do you just kind of agree with that sentiment? Because it feels like it's not just Pete Prisco. I did read his, but I've seen others where people have had the Texans post-draft at 18 and or, you know, just in that general middle of the pack range. As a team that, I mean, fought really, you know, played into the divisional round of the playoffs last year with all of the offensive line issues that they had, it feels like there's been kind of a lost sight of how good this defense is and how good this team generally is.
Yeah, I saw NFL.com put them 14th, I think. Mm-hmm. Now, I disagree with these rankings. I'm certainly higher on the Texans than it seems the general public. And I think the whole Laremy Tunsil offensive line thing is one of those classic examples of kind of like the local versus the national storylines and just kind of helicoptering in or looking at it from the outside and not following the team on a weekly basis or a daily basis. So that perception is a lot different. That's a move that's really celebrated around here, but all of the national media, that's what they always point to. Even those anonymous quotes from executives were talking about that loss for Tunsil. Outside of Houston, that move is viewed as a real big risk for the Texans and a big step back and a rebuild. And I think just the idea around here is that it was a necessary move and there's more optimism for this offensive line. So, no, I'm higher on the Texans. I would not put them 15th in the league. Back of envelope, they feel like a top 10 just off the top of my head. But I also don't put a lot of stock into Pete Prisco and his rankings or really any of his thoughts to begin with. I think he rated as having the worst mock draft of any mock drafter in 2024 as well. Not that he's a big draft guy like some of these others. But
right.
But no, I don't know. It's good to read, I guess, but I don't know.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take care.
I love it. We found another Luke hates. another yeah. situation, Luke.
That's right.
Hayden, I love it, man. This is the type of energy that I'm on a Friday. But yeah, man, it's been kind of wild to see those. But I mean, there are still reasonably some questions to be asked of the Texans. But it's kind of amazing the way or the levels that some of these NFL evaluators will go to when it comes down to the way that they go about this. We're talking about still, you know, evaluating the fallout of the draft, various different places. Obviously, Shedeur Sanders' conversation continues and all that. But one of the things that is always fun about the NFL draft and just the NFL in general, everybody is real proud of where they're from, right? And so with that being the case, there was 257 draftees. Which states do you believe produced the most that played high school football in those states, gentlemen? I would like you to – I would kind of want to play a guessing game here between the two of you. Which states do you think had the most players drafted from them?
Ooh.
I always jump to the big three immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say the Florida.
Florida, Texas, California.
Cali. Yeah.
Okay. Which one do you think have the most?
I'm going to say Florida.
You got Florida.
I'll say California.
You got California. And somehow both of you are incorrect. It is Texas.
Really?
Okay. 37 of the 257 players that were drafted last week played high school football in the state of Texas.
Hey, okay.
Most of them.
I wasn't familiar with your work, Texas.
That's right. Dang. That's right. Put some respect on the state of Texas and the ways in which they produce NFL caliber talent as mm-hmm. evidenced by the 2025 NFL draft.
Are those the only three teams on that list or is it some more?
There are more states. Okay. All right. So you have Texas is number one. You both failed on that account. Who do you have as the second highest producing NFL talent state?
This whole premise may be incorrect. I'm going to go... I would say California.
Okay. California locked in.
I'm going to say California too.
You say California as well. And somehow you got it wrong again, gentlemen.
Oh, man.
The state of Florida has 26 NFL draftees in the 2025 NFL draft, 11 down from how many Texas put in there. So, all right. Let's see if you guys can get back on track with the third one. All right. Third, the state with the third most. Okay. You ready? What's the confidence level between you two fine fellas?
I'm below 50 at this point, man.
It's got to be California.
Yeah, all I'm right. about so, to say, if it's not California.
Show me California.
Texas 1, Florida 2, the state that has produced the third most in this draft. You're going California again?
Yeah.
Okay, you
me
sure?
Too. Yeah.
California again?
Yeah.
We locked in?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, 0 for 3. Guys, what are we doing here?
What's up with California, man?
They're not as nice as you think. It was the state of Georgia.
Oh, that was a common one.
California.
I don't know why I ain't think of Georgia.
California 4th with 16, and then Louisiana with 10.
Oh wow!
Virginia with 10, Alabama 9, Michigan 9, and South Carolina 9.
Wow!
Louisiana is low key a sleeper too.
Sleeper. It's why like LSU continues to be a crazy good program because one, New Orleans in that area particularly, but Louisiana State in general has a decent amount of talent for its size, and then there's no in-state rival. Like, think of all of, especially like let's just keep it to the Sun Belt and the SEC, you know, country. Like, pretty much every state has at least an in-state rival that they have to contend with for talent. Mm-hmm. LSU was just like, no, we will get all these guys from this area, and there's no one else who's going to actually contend with us for them.
Hey, don't sleep on Louisiana Monroe.
I will sleep on them a lot, like, very often. And yes, Axe, on the text line, Texas high school guys had like 5 guys drafted in the first round alone. Yep. So shout out to the state of Texas. Keep doing you and all the high school coaches and all the high schools out there. Keep churning them out because we're leading the pack in a way that nobody else can touch. And real quick before we go, around the NFL. I got two things for you real quick. I want to talk about people who really messed up. One of those just being the Atlanta Falcons as a team, because as you remember earlier this week, they were fined $250,000. And of course, Jeff Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator himself, was fined $100,000 for the, you know, the kind of information breach that led to the prank that happened on the NFL draft. Nate Tice kind of reminded me of this. Over the last decade, the Falcons have been fined, obviously, $250,000 plus $10,000 for that prank call. They've been fined $250,000, and they were docked a fifth-round pick for tampering with Kirk Cousins. You remember this, when they ended up getting him? They were fined $75,000 plus another $25,000 to the head coach for an injury violation with Bijan Robinson with the report reporting properly. And then also, they have been fined $350,000 plus a fifth-round pick for illegal crowd noise being pumped into the stadium. You recall that? Like, why are the Falcons like this?
That's right.
Why are they like this? They are just so bad at running their organization. Because you could kind of understand some fines that happen naturally in the course of doing things. Sometimes you do business in a way that's a little tough. Maybe you could say the tampering one that happens sometimes. Injury reporting, pumping in crowd noise, prank calls. Like, the Atlanta Falcons, they just are an unserious organization. As unserious as they come.
Man, I love Arthur Blank, too, but that's bad. You got to run a tighter ship over there.
Buddy, if there was in the not running a tight ship rankings in the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons are where? Because they're high up there. I feel like maybe the Bengals high up there in not running a tight ship.
Yeah.
What are the, like, I feel like we're talking about the highest seeds. We got the elites of the elites there in not running a good ship in the National Football League.
It's true. I guess it should be expected, because Arthur Blank, he's the Home Depot guy, right?
He is the Home Depot guy.
I can never find anything in Home Depot. It's so unorganized. Right?
Anything or anybody.
That's true.
That's right.
That is true.
Should have expected this, I guess.
And shout out to you for capping off around the NFL with a little bit of hate as well. He's just like, Home Depot, you get a swipe too.
Yeah.
I personally kind of like Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah. And it might be the same reason that you dislike Home Depot, because if I don't know what I'm looking for and I don't know where I'm at, I don't want you to come over here and talk to me, because it makes me feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, I'll come find you if I need your
help. That's
fair. Yeah. And so 281, Dirty Birds is in the name. That is fair. That is absolutely fair. And they live up to that particular nickname. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Friday, gearing up for Game 6 of Rockets Warriors. And we were talking earlier about some of the things that we're anticipating and not anticipating for this. And I asked you, are you going to get good Jalen Green or bad Jalen Green? You don't seem convinced on something. So allow me to do something. I would like to try and make the case for the possibility of good Jalen Green tonight as the Rockets try and stave off elimination. Let's do that next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.